Welcome in everyone to the iPhone Users Group for VIP. Here it is, the 3rd of December 2025. Wow, where has this year gone, huh? All right, we're going to get this show started. Really don't have anything new to bring to the table. There's really not been a lot of iPhone news. I was reading through the Apple Viz newsletter, and the only thing that really caught my eye that I might look into, and I did download this app, it's called Rambilo, R-A-M-B-I-L-O, and it's kind of like Clubhouse. It's all about audio. So that kind of intrigued me. So I might look into that and maybe have something to report to you by next week about that. I've been enjoying the live read, and I have found that I use that app to read my mail more than I use the VD scan. I still use the VD scan occasionally, but that live read is hard to beat. The only thing I wish it did do is have the ability to save a document, but who knows? Maybe they'll get feedback and they'll add that into the app at a later date. So, you know how every week we are always teasing Hank about his iPhone 8. When are you going to get a new iPhone, Hank? When are you going to get a new iPhone, Hank? Eh? So, last week, he announced to the group I was in that he had gone to the mall. So, tell us all about it, Hank.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, I finally went to get a phone. I've been talking about it for probably close to a year now. I got the 17. I was going to go with the Pro, but I was told it's mostly the big difference is the cameras. Unless I'm doing multimedia productions and stuff, it wasn't a big deal. I don't use a lot of the fancy apps for the blind, so I don't think LiDAR is something I need. Battery life is pretty much the same. And everything else is pretty much the same. Same speakers, same size screen, all that stuff. I love the battery life on it. Only 3 hours difference than the Pro. Lasts me 2 days. I mean, I don't live on my phone, but they say 30 hours of just playing video. That's how long it lasts. But if you're not playing video, it's a lot longer than that. It's got a new side button. You guys probably heard about the camera action button. So you press it, it opens up the camera app. You press it again, it takes a picture. If you press and hold it, it's a video intelligence, I think it's what it's called, something like that. And then you can ask ChatGPT questions about the, you press and hold it, it opens up the video intelligence. Then you press it again, take a picture, and you can ask questions about the picture it took. I know it's not new, but I like the action button above the volume keys. You press and hold it, and it mutes the phone. But you could set it to do a whole bunch of other things. I think take you to home screen. One of the things I saw on the list, if you like to identify music, I guess Apple uses Shazam. But you could press and hold it while the song is playing, and it'll identify the song. Unfortunately, you can only set it to do one thing at a time. So you can't, like, double press and hold and it'll do something different. Triple press, it's just the one action. So you got to pick mute or Shazam or something else on the list. Not too much difference. Very zippy. I got 26.1. For me, so far, everything is working great. And while I have the key, you mentioned VD scan, Spence, I did notice VD scan now has an image describer. You can take a picture with it and it'll describe it.
How did you adjust to not having the home button?
Very easily. Didn't take me long at all. It took me a few tries to get it, but now, and I think the phone warms up because I had a little trouble with Face ID too. The lady at the store set it up, and then you can add an additional face, so I did it closer because I kind of had to hold it far away from me. So now, at first it was slow. I had to do several times. Now it's like almost any angle, and the Face ID works. And yeah, just put my thumb at the bottom of the center screen. I hear the pop and just slide up, and it works pretty easily.
Because I know I've tried it on a couple of phones, and I just haven't been able to get it. I must not be coordinated or something.
So, I guess because of my hearing, when you touch the bottom of the screen, you hear a pop?
And mine I do. Not when I touch it. I got to come up. I think it's got three pops. The first one, the second one to put you on the home screen or the first page, and then if you go all the way up, it puts you in the app switcher.
You know, I don't think I hear it. I more or less sense the changes. I don't really hear it, but the phone reacts to it.
Mine pops and does a little jerk as well.
Yeah, hopefully you can hear this.
Safari.
I'm just touching the bottom.
Safari.
Right before it says Safari, there's a little boop.
Safari.
So all I got to do is touch the bottom of the screen, slide up.
Messages, 6 unread messages.
That's home. If I do from the bottom and to the third pop.
App switcher.
I'm in the app switcher. Active. And then right up from the bottom, I'm just going to. I'm back on the home screen.
Safari. Messages, 6 unread messages.
Find a on key button.
See, I don't hear mine. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Oh, I wasn't getting the pop when I touched it, but I see why. I have the lock screen that locks it after 4 minutes. So if your lock screen's on, you won't hear it when you touch the bottom.
Well, you know, I guess I must not have been paying attention because, yeah, I just heard it then.
I turned the haptics on. I kind of like it.
My voiceover is so loud, I think it covers it up. So that's why I don't think I hear it.
Yeah, like I said earlier, Spence, my voiceover is actually pretty loud. And I was turning it down. You could do it in the Rode or whatever. I think I got it down to 50 or 60. So the more you turn voiceover down and then you bring the phone volume back up, you'll hear all the pops and sound better.
Yep, that is correct.
Oh, okay. See, I don't have voiceover in the Rode. So to get it in the Rode, do I go into settings under voiceover and Rode and add voiceover to the Rode? Is that how you do it? I don't get how you turn the volume down on it though.
I think it's just under accessibility. I don't think it's under voiceover because I think maybe it's under voiceover. I would look in both, but yeah, then go into the Rode and there's a whole list of things and you can change the order of the Rotor items as well, but you know, you can add like words, links, buttons, visited links, anything you want, headings, and you can unselect them as well if you don't want them in there.
Yeah, I put text selection in there, but I put it between words and characters, and I really don't want it in between those two, so I need to go in and change that order. I think if you go into the Rotor and you find that, you double tap and then you press the move down button, it'll take it below the characters.
So Hank, is that 17 that you have now, is it the real thin one, or is it, you have to get the Pro, I guess, for that real thin one they were talking about?
No, it's the 17 Air. That's the really thin one. This one actually, it's I want to say it's kind of bulky. It, if anybody has had the 8, I'm not sure about anything after that. It's almost the same size. It's a little bit bigger, like taller, maybe by a quarter of an inch. I don't think quite half an inch. And a little, just a hair wider, but it's twice the thickness of the 8.
Yeah, the 14 is pretty bulky as well, and it's got a little weight to it. Did you happen to see the, what do you call it, iPhone Air? I was very intrigued by that.
I was not interested in getting it because I don't like the Airs, the E's and stuff. I mean, that's just my personal thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with them, but I don't know. Maybe I could be completely wrong, but I think they cut corners in those. but that's just my own thoughts. But I forgot to look at it. It was probably looks like my 8, you know, but it made it sound so thin when they described it that I'm like, I'm probably easier to break or something. It's probably strong enough.
Or lose.
Well, it's still fairly good size, but it's just thinner and lighter. It's so thin that the cameras stick out from the back of it.
Well, I think they all do that because my, I think my 8, the camera stuck out only a little bit. On this one, the 17, which is twice as thick as my 8, the camera stick out as well. The case I got for it kind of had a an oval-shaped thing that goes around the cameras, and that sticks out as well. But it's not a big deal. Kind of like I'm getting used to it, getting really used to the swipes up and down with the home and the notifications.
16E with the OtterBox. The camera sticks out. There's a plastic rim protector around it, but it makes the phone really slippery when you put it down on the surface, which is the part I don't like.
Yeah, mine does, Jay. I just was looking at that. My camera does stick out as well. How many cameras did that 17 regular have?
I was talking to somebody the other day, and rim, that's a good word. That's the word I was looking for, the oval rim that goes around. I don't know if they're cameras, because I did turn on the flashlight. I can't see light. So what I thought were the cameras, both of them turned on because I put my thumb over one of them and light was coming out the top one. Then I put it on the other one and light was coming out the bottom. Now, if there's a lens in there as well, I don't know. And outside of that oval rim where those two lights were, is a little hole next to it. And I'm assuming that's the camera, unless it's a microphone or something. No, there's nothing back there. So I don't know, maybe it's, I did ask the lady and it says it has two cameras and I don't, what she doesn't describe well is, does that mean one in the front, one in the back, or one in the front, or the two cameras, or the two in the back? I believe the Pro has three cameras.
Okay. So I do have three. I don't get it. You said that those are for the flashlight, those little things that look like the camera lens, and but there's a little circle there too.
Well, again, it could be that the light is around the outside of those circles and there is a camera lens in the middle. That's what I, like I said, I'm unsure. And then there's a little tiny hole to the, if you're looking at the back, to the right of that. But these are kind of large, maybe like half-inch circles.
Yeah, and you said those are flashlights?
They could be cameras as well. But yes, when I turn on flashlight, I went to see where, you know, like I just was curious how bright it was. And then I wonder, and I asked myself, I wonder if it's the top one or the bottom one that's a flashlight. So that's when I put my thumb, and they both light up pretty bright. But it could be the light around the outside, which I can't see detail, and then the camera is in the middle of that circle. So it could be two cameras.
Speaking about exteriors, I saw a very interesting note a day or two ago about a fellow who whose phone quit working. He took it to the store, and he said the port at the bottom, the charging port, was full of junk. And it turns out the woman in the store said she sees that often where people put it in their pockets and the lint gets stuck in the port.
That is true. I've cleaned out my port several times. I've helped a few people figure that out, too. If you take like a toothpick, you got to be very careful. Got to do it gently. You can take a toothpick and stick it in there. And then, because sometimes your people think it's your charging cable. It won't sit in right. Like it won't click in. And then if you barely move your phone stops charging. And that's where you really notice it. Another thing is take like a piece of scotch tape, roll it up tight, and also carefully stick that in there. You can just blow it out if you have some kind of air or something, or a vacuum, you could suck it out and do stuff like that.
I always put my phone in my pocket with the top of it down toward the bottom of my pocket so that the charging port is basically not quite in my pocket.
My case has a flap that goes over the charging port, and what I did is I just use a little can of compressed air and just be gentle and blow it. Yeah, I was having the same problem. I'm going, why is my headphones not working all the time? And I blew it out, and that fixes the problem right there. Good suggestion.
Never mind. I got the AirPods Pro. I was going to say, I didn't even ask to see if they have a headset, because now it's a lightning port. It's not a it's a USB-C. It's not a lightning port anymore. And they don't have the auxiliary out. I was going to say two things and I forgot.
I wonder if they make it a USB-C to USB a headset. Not USB headset, but the C to a headset jack.
Interesting. I'm going to be looking for exactly that thing, but I wish to inform that there apparently are USB-C plugs you can purchase as well to plug it in there, not an active cable plug. One fellow said he cut the plug off a cable and uses that to ensure his phone doesn't get plugged up, because he's a carpenter and he has his phone in the shop all the time and worried about gunk in the port.
Ah, so he just took the plug, cut it off, and keeps it plugged in there. So it's, but then doesn't that stop it from ringing and hearing it and stuff? Unless it's just a straight charging one. That's right, still talks. The case, you said it gets slippery when you put it down because of that rim. I ended up, because I didn't want to walk out without a case with a brand new phone, so I just bought the Apple case for it. And the whole thing is kind of a rubbery, leathery kind of feel, so it's grippy. Except for the rim, but, you know, the rim might slide, but the rest of the phone is rubbery, so that's kind of sticky, I guess, if you want to put it. So I haven't noticed it to slide or anything.
Yeah, the otter is only sticky where the case is. The rim stands it up a little bit, though, and so you have to be careful with it.
Yeah, I like the OtterBox. And those do come with a flap for the port. This one does not, but since I know how to clean it and it takes a while for that to even happen, I'm like, I'm fine with it.
I love the Ottos. They're fantastic. I've had one for my phone for 5 years and it's just starting to show its age.
Could depend which one you get, because I went with the commuter for my iPhone 8. I went through three cases. I don't know how. I don't drop it a lot, but yeah, the plastic outside, because it has like the rubber that goes on the phone, and then you put the plastic on the rubber. The plastic like near the camera would always crack on me over there. But I like this one. It's small. It's tight. Does not add a lot of bulk to the phone at all. I think the Defender, the OtterBox, adds a lot of bulk to your phones.
Did you buy the AppleCare with it?
I did not. I think the only thing is if I lose the phone, my phone never leaves my side. I always have it, but I could leave it behind somewhere, possibly, or drop it. But my 4S and my iPhone 8, which is right next to my new 17 right here, it's off. Not a scratch, not a crack on it. And I had it for 7.5 years.
I still recommend getting it. It saved me a lot of money this past, whenever it was, August, I think.
I bought AppleCare. I just have to remember to renew it when the period is up.
Yeah, but isn't it like $100 a year? So if you need it in 3-4 years, you've already paid $300-$400. I mean, I can't see it costing more than that. And if it's going to cost more than that, just get another phone.
Well, if they replace it with a brand new phone, yes, it's worth it to me.
Yeah, I'll make a judgment after a few years as to whether it's worth it.
Do I have the key? Yep, I do. Sometimes it delays. I got to wait like 5 seconds before I hear the key up sound. But I still have, I just bought it last week, like 50 days? Or is it not 80 days? I forget. Because, you know, every time you get a phone, you can get Apple TV for free, Apple News for free for a few months. But I think it's 60 days from the day you buy the phone to get AppleCare. So I still got time to think about it.
Yep, you do.
I also bought a glass for the face of mine. Whether it was a good purchase or bad, I've not been able to tell. I haven't had it long enough. But at least the glass is there, and it came with a apparently a wild warranty.
A what warranty?
Very good, a wild warranty.
My case came with the glass in front, and I find it's great. I love it because I can just wipe stuff off, and it's not an issue.
Yeah, you could probably use products on it and stuff. I mean, you might ruin the glass that's covering the phone, but you're not going to ruin the screen on the phone because you say you're not supposed to use anything like harsh products like Windex or... you're not even really supposed to use like Clorox wipes are. They just say just like a terry cloth or a microfiber cloth and maybe a little bit of water or, you know, just moist, not really wet.
Yeah, that's what I use as a microfiber towel. Just wet it and then squeeze all the water out of it. And it does a very nice job cleaning the screen.
I always put my lock screen on and then clean it. And I just use, yeah, like a microfiber or something like that. Just dampen it, though. You don't need to make it wet, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've got a screen protector on mine. It's kind of a thin film. And I use these glasses, you know, for your eyeglasses cleaner on it, and it works fine. Never had any problem with it.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Dennis. Lock in the screen so it doesn't talk to you the whole time you're cleaning it.
And you don't open or click on anything you don't want to. But I find most of the time, I mean, unless you like really got some gunk or ketchup or something on it, even just a dry microfiber cloth will work just fine. You don't even have to wet it. But it depends, you know, what you got on there. If it's just a little dirty. It comes off pretty good.
Yeah, I turn my voiceover off just in case it does unlock or whatever. And I lock the screen as well. And I usually make sure I clean the camera too because, you know, if you're taking a photo of something that you want to read, you want to make sure that it's good and clear.
Yeah, microfiber works in two ways. Number one, has a negative charge, so it attracts any dust and material to the fibers. And secondly, the fibers are so thin that they sort of scratch the surface, but not scratch. They sweep the surface like a wiper blade might, because they're so thin they can pick up any of the debris on the surface.
Yeah, it's microfibers are great, and I'm kind of ashamed to say that. The only time I really clean my phone is when I go out and somebody might see my screen and say, oh my God, look at that dirty phone.
Yep, I've touched your phone before and I'm like, you need to clean this, girl. Little tidbit for you guys. I figured it out the other day. I forget where I saw it or heard it. I knew there was a command for, you know how you have your rotor for like your accessibility options, but you only have some of them in there. If you want to get to a list of all the accessibility options, it's a little large, kind of like the app library, but I believe it's I'll do it in a second. I think it's a two-finger quadruple tap, and it opens up a list of all the accessibility options instead of doing the rotor. Then you could just swipe through to get to something you want.
When we have a second, I do have a question.
Okay, two-finger quadruple tap. Ooh, that can take some coordination to get that thing to come up, but that's good to know. I don't have 26 yet. I keep getting scared off of that. Somebody keeps saying, "Oh, I wish I had," you know. So anyway, I'm not there yet. All right, Dennis, what's your question?
I use the music app, and I've got the pay for the music. I got a web page. It's got to have a page in the music app. It's got to have 300 or 400 albums on it, right? And normally, if you go to the bottom of the screen, it's go up, and it'll take you to the bottom of the screen. This thing has, if I use the scroll bar on the side, I think I have to move my finger down 1,000 times. It's really weird. I can't go to the bottom of it by using my fingers and going up from the top of the from the bottom of the screen. It just brings me down to the bottom of that particular screen. Is there an easy way to get to the bottom of that page quickly? And I thought, well, you know, I don't have to keep flicking my finger down on the scroll, but maybe I have to do that.
I believe it's a four-finger single tap toward the bottom of your phone, and it should bring you to the bottom of that page.
Correct.
Thank you. I'll give that a try. I'll give that a try, because, boy, it's a long one. I don't think I've ever seen. I think I had to hit the scroll down about 50 times. Thank you.
Also, usually, somebody had come in and was talking to me, so I missed part of it. So you said it's in the Apple Music app, one of the tabs. Sometimes I go to the tabs and then I start swiping left, but sometimes when you get off the tabs, you're still in the middle of the screen. But there's also like a percentage bar. Not sure how to call it. Almost like a slider, and you can slide that up to get to 100%. Double tap on that, and then put your finger towards the bottom of the screen, and you should be towards the bottom. That doesn't always work for everybody, but I've used that.
Well, yeah, that's it. Yeah, I use the music app, and the home tab, that one has different, like, windows on it. But, no, this is what I'm going into, the albums of a particular artist, and this particular album, this artist has, like, 300 or 400 albums. That's a 8-bit game thing, and it just takes a long time to get down to the bottom. I'll give that a try and see what happens.
Yep, I would use the percentage slider or try the four finger single tap toward the bottom of the screen. Like maybe right above the tabs or around there-ish.
I'll give that a try this second and see what I come up with. Thank you.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Allie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Hope everybody is too.
All right, the floor is open for any comments, advice, tips, tricks.
Yep, there's the key. So Spence, what I do is I hold my phone with my left hand, and for like a quadruple tap, because you don't have to do it that fast, I normally use my thumb and my index finger, you know, kind of how you, well, at least how I use the rotor, and just tap four times with those two fingers together. I mean, not touching each other together, but almost like an inch apart. Like if you're going to pinch something, and then you just tap the screen four times.
With a different finger?
Two fingers. So it's a two-finger quadruple tap. So your thumb and index finger, your pointer, your thumb and pointer are tapping the screen at the same time. But you have them out like, you know, like pincers. And then you just move your wrist and tap four times with your thumb and pointer. You know, like I said, touching the screen at the same time with both of them.
Ah, yeah, got it.
Yeah, it worked. I tried it on my phone. I used my index finger and my middle finger together. But either way, it works.
Well, I might dive into the iOS 26, holding my breath and hoping for the best and hoping that it doesn't mess me up too bad. So I'm past a lot of critical things that I needed the phone for, so it might be a good time to do that.
26.1? I thought you had upgraded to 26 already, no? Or do you mean the 0.1? And yeah, you use a pointer and index. Index and middle finger. I do most of my typing and swiping and everything with my thumb. But everybody's different. I know a lot of people, when they type or they're swiping, they're using their pointer finger. But I just like the movement of my thumb going left and right easier than moving my whole hand to swipe.
I agree with that. I haven't upgraded to 26 at all. But I also use my thumb because I have more control over the thumb as far as clicking and everything like that. To me, I've seen people use their index finger and it doesn't seem to be as effective. The control, I mean, I've seen people use it very well, but to me, it just doesn't seem to be as, and I use the ring finger on my left hand to flick when I'm using my left hand, but I use my thumb mostly on my right hand.
Another thing I just realized that I do, I tend to mostly flick left and right with my thumb, or typing definitely. And then when I need to swipe up and down, then I use my pointer. So it's almost like, you know, thumbs left and right and pointers up and down.
Interesting. I use my thumb for up and down too. But that's an individual technique that, you know, whatever you are comfortable with doing, as long as it gets the job done.
Exactly. There's so many ways to do things. And guy at the store, he's a voiceover user as well. He came over after I had bought the phone and stuff, and he was showing me a few things, some stuff I do. But he was the one who told me that Siri uses ChatGPT now, which you guys, I think, would know because it kind of asks you when you ask a question, do you want to use ChatGPT, which is 100% free, unlike the people that, you know, buy or pay, subscribe to it. So you can ask Siri pretty much anything you would ask ChatGPT. I think I told you about the video description thing that also uses ChatGPT to describe. And he was telling me, again, with the typing, different ways of doing it. I kind of type by, when I find a letter, I just lift my finger and it types it. He was telling me, which I knew, but I had forgotten about, and you can do this with icons too, is a split tap. At first, I was like, split what? Basically, if you find a letter or an app with, say, your left thumb, you can tap it doesn't even have to be, you could any fingers you want, but I would do like my left thumb to find the letter or even the right one. And then with the other hand, to any finger anywhere on the screen, you tap and it'll type the letter or open the app or something. Well, I'm not sure about the apps. I'll have to try that.
So are you saying that you focus one finger where you want to activate, and then with another finger anywhere on the screen, you double tap to activate?
No, not double tap. Oh, as far as typing goes, just single tap. So if you're typing, like I normally type with my right hand, I could take my right thumb, say I'm going to type hello, move it over to the H with my left thumb, tap the screen, it types it. Without lifting my right hand thumb, move it to the E, tap with my left hand, move it to the L, tap with my left hand, tap with my left hand, move it to the O, tap with my left hand, never lifting my right thumb. That's one way of typing.
Huh. I'll have to play around with that.
By the way, I just tried your suggestion, and it does not work. It brings me to the bottom of the currently displayed screen, but it doesn't bring me to the bottom of the albums list. There's like 300 albums on there, and no big deal. I can get down to the bottom. I was just curious if there was an easy way. If anybody has Apple Music, it's 8-Bit Arcade, their albums page, if they want to take a look. Thank you.
All right, I might have to try that. Like I said, see if there's that percentage slider. And the other thing, you said swipe. I'm sure you're already doing it. But if you're swiping to the right or to the left to get to the bottom, you know how to scroll with the three fingers. So three finger swipe up will jump you in larger increments than just swiping to the right.
Oh, yeah. I'd use that a lot, especially when there's multiple pages. And you'll hear it say 1, 2. It'll count it for you. Just three fingers swipe up from the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, I'll have to give that a try. I keep forgetting that. You know, I use that when I'm on podcasts because I use the text reader for the podcast app, and it's great. And I forgot about that. I have to try it that way. Thank you.
And if you could remember what the very bottom or the last album is, can you just tell it to go to that?
I wish it was that way, but maybe there is, but I haven't. Usually there's a dictate where you can go on these screens and go through hundreds of albums and things, but there's not a dictate section on the screen to search. I'm just not that good at navigation. Get me on a PC and I'm great. This thing, I do good enough to get around.
I'm just the opposite. Give me on a PC and I'm lost. Give me on the iPhone and I can pretty much, if it's doable, I can do it.
I'm certainly not as bad as I was when I started. But the other thing you guys were talking about with the dirty screen, I have my screen curtain turned on. So when I hand somebody my phone, take a look at this. Well, there's nothing on the screen, and you kind of forget to turn it back on again. I've gotten a few laughs over that.
Oh, yeah, I did that one time, and they said, I think your phone is, your battery's dead. I'm like, no, this is not it. So I'm going to use this, to sign into this Ramblio app and kind of see what that's all about. It's kind of intriguing audio platform, and I'm all about the audio.
Well, I've noticed a few times, and this just happened to me again here in 26. It's only happened like 2 or 3 times, but my hat tip, haptic when you're moving through and it goes click, click, and it kind of vibrates your phone. Mine, every so often, it goes away, and I don't know if I'm hitting a key to turn it on or off, but when I reboot it, it comes back again. So maybe that's something I have to... I've noticed with some of... Maybe it's just me, but sometimes with some of the newer versions, if you're not paying attention and you're going quick, you could turn your speech off by accident. I've done that a few times.
You know, it doesn't happen very often, but I've noticed I'll just touch the phone. I'm not doing any kind of gesture or anything. I just touch it by accident. It'll say speech off. I'm going, I wonder what triggered that.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I've seen that because I'll do a lot of, you know, movements and things. And I thought that was it. But that doesn't surprise me. So, but now my little my click for my haptic comes on, but it's not doing the little phone shake. And it just did that about 10 minutes ago here. So I wonder if there's a switching to turn that on and off that got switched like the, like when it does the speech off thing.
One thing I noticed with my phone 8, but that doesn't have a case on it. And if you have this case I got now, it's kind of small. The way I hold my phone, my left thumb kind of hangs over the edge a little bit. And if it's close enough, because once my case broke, I took it off. This is when I started noticing it. I found that I was like opening things and doing things, or it would click on something, or same thing with the speech off. And I realized, oh, my thumb's hanging over a little too far. So now you're using two fingers on the screen without even knowing it. So that might be part of it. And you mentioned screen curtain. With 26, at least while I had iOS 16 on my 8, I turned screen curtain off altogether because it kept like turning off and turning back on, turning every so often. I'm using a phone. It's like screen curtain on, and my focus would jump. I was just like, okay, you know what? This is a pain. But so far, I've remembered turned it back on, and it has not happened to me once yet.
With you, Hank, my left hand dangling thumb and dangling fingers on the screen. Throws me for a loop.
Well, my case has, I don't know what they call it, like a round thing you can pull out, like a plunger. And I can I wrap my index finger and my thumb around that, so the phone actually just rests on top of my fist. And that really works well.
So I think you have the Fender. I think that has what they call a kickstand, basically, so you can kind of like stand it up on a desk or something, right?
Oh, apparently that must be what it is, because that's what I use it for as well. But it works great because I wrap my thumb and my finger around it, my index finger, and then I've got a very secure hold on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's meant for like. If you want to take a photo of a group and you set the timer for, you know, 1 minute and set the camera and you stand in front of it so you don't have to have anybody hold the phone.
That, I don't know what angle it comes at, but yeah, that and sometimes sighted people, if they're at the computer, they can stand it up on, you know, like, so all they got to do is look over at the screen and see if there's notifications or read text or whatever. Although they could probably do it laying flat, but it's more of a, like a screen looking at you, you know, easier to read.
Oh God, they watch movies that way.
Yep.
Well, I was going to ask another question. I've got hearing aids for my iPhone, and that works great. And they actually show up, I think is two devices. I'm curious, can I rent another, like, for example, if I get a Bluetooth headset, how many sets of Bluetooth can you run on an iOS device? I mean, obviously you can't run them both at the same time. Can I have more than one set hooked up?
I believe so. So the hearing aids are in a separate area under hearing. And then your headsets are under Bluetooth. So you, depending on which connects first, so if you wanted to use your headset, you would probably turn off your hearing aids, and then it would connect to your headset.
Yeah, and as far as how many Bluetooth devices you can connect to it, well, I should say pair with it, you can, and I don't know if there's a limit, but you could do, I've had a while ago from all like my daughter's house, my friends in Texas house, you could pair a whole bunch, but you can only connect to one. With the newer phones and the newer AirPods, I forget what the name of the chip is. You can pair multiple Bluetooth, like the AirPods together. So with one phone, two or three people, you know, all with their AirPods in can listen to the exact same thing at the same time.
Oh, no, that's neat. No, no, I was just curious about one at a time. I kind of figured that's the way it was. My my Bluetooth is actually what goes through my hearing aids. So when I turn Bluetooth off, it turns off the hearing aids. But I like it. It works really well because I can leave my phone sitting somewhere and I can work.
I wonder if somebody, like I have mine hooked up to a hearing aid, and I wonder if like Wayne's hearing aids could be hooked to my phone as well so that we can listen to maybe a movie or music or something at the same time on my phone through the hearing aids. I think, wow, if 26 will do that, that's pretty cool.
Well, you know, I'm the only one that has hearing aids here, but when I use my music app, and I click which device, it actually shows me the devices in my house, headphones, hearing aids, or my TV set. And I've never even looked at that. All of a sudden I go, oh, my TV set, I can play the audio on the TV. I'm wondering if that would play the video too, if it's through Bluetooth. I don't know if there'd be enough bandwidth, but I thought that was neat.
Video, not through Bluetooth. You would need something that has, I think, unless they change things, because I'm brand new to the whole 26 thing. Mirroring, what do they call it? It's not cast. I forget what, I can't think of the name at the moment. But I also have a question.
Yeah, I thought it was cast to your TV from, because Netflix gives me that. Option. Now, what's your question?
AirPlay, I think it's what it's called. But yeah, you are casting. Chromecast was that's where the cast comes from. My question is not really phone related, but you know, there are some people with hearing aids and stuff in here. My mom just asked me if there's a way. I think I would need a newer TV. But she sees me with my headsets on, and she asks me, are you doing music, or what are you listening to? Or she wants a headsets or earbuds or something she can use for her TV so she can hear it better. So instead of, like, cranking up the TV, she could, you know, it'll be, you know, right in her ears. She has trouble hearing. She watches a lot of Spanish soap operas, and they do a lot of music. So she has trouble hearing the voices sometimes.
Okay, what type of hearing aid does she have?
My suggestion is to talk with her audiologist. I have a device that plugs into our TV that I can pair my hearing aids with, and I can listen to TV even when the TV is muted, so there's no one else in the room who can hear it. I can hear it. But if it's not muted, I can control the volume for me while my wife is listening to it across the room. So it works for both of us.
That's neat. Yeah, I was going to say, there are devices to hook up to TVs, depending on what TV you have, that will channel it right into her hearing aids, just like Gene said.
I have to look into that. Well, she got her hearing aids at Costco. What brand they are, I don't know. Has like a big charging case because they're rechargeable. They're not with the separate batteries. I think I heard that they were Bluetooth or something. I wonder if I still have the paperwork or next time she goes to Costco, maybe online. I could find out more about what they do. But she just asked me this like yesterday or the day before yesterday. And you guys are talking hearing aids, so I'm like, that made me think of it.
Yeah, I would definitely find out what brand of hearing aid it is and then go to their website and see if there's any accessories that would allow her to do that.
I went to Costco when I was thinking about getting hearing aids, and I went through the whole spiel, and they're pretty good over there. I had no problem with them. The nice thing about it, though, is if you talk to your audiologist, my audiologist got mine, so now I can control everything from my iPhone. I can control the bass. I can control the treble. I can go on, and I wish I could actually control more some of the filtering, but I was actually surprised how many controls you can get if you pair your hearing aids to your iPhone. I was exceptionally happy.
Yeah, and I think if you talk to the folks at Costco, they may have available a device to plug into the TV that would be of great help for your mother.
Yeah, I have to do all of that. And I believe Ken was talking there. So when you said control the bass and stuff, are you doing that through the iPhone itself because you're listening to the iPhone? Or do you have, which I'm assuming I might need to get an app for my mom's hearing aid to do some of this Bluetoothing stuff? To pair it, or do you have an app from the hearing aids that you use and control and change things?
No, that's actually through the hearing aid section in my phone. I can go in and change. There's a bass and treble, and of course, I switch it to the triple tap. So when I triple tap the home button, it comes up with all the controls, the bass, the treble, whatever filtering I want, my battery charge level, and everything. I thought you needed an amp before I got hearing aids, and he says, no, they just go right through the phone. It's really slick.
Yeah, I've got that on my phone, too. It's in the hearing section. But I would call Costco, Hank, and say your mom bought the hearing aids from there, and she wants to know if she could channel the sound from her TV into those hearing aids, and they would be the one to talk to.
Yeah, that's a thought too. Just call them. It'd be easier to get answers quicker that way.
Be mindful that when a person is directly tied to their TV, when you want to get their attention, where you would usually be able to have them hear you through the hearing aids, it's really difficult to get someone's attention. So don't get angry.
Well, that's interesting because I can control, of course, the volume of my hearing aid separate from the volume of my phone. So there's going to be probably some way to control that the different volume in there. And, you know, of course, if it depends upon which way it goes. That'd be interesting. Now, I've got a setting on my phone that will actually turn the microphone on. So what I do a lot of times is because I want to be able to hear what's going on, but I don't want my hearing aids to blast me out, I just turn the microphone on my phone, and then I can hear it, and it's not so loud. That's interesting.
I wonder, yep, I got the key. I wonder if some of these hearing aids, kind of like the AirPods, AirPods Pro, I don't know if the regular ones, you can do like when you're doing the TV, like a transparency mode, so you could hear everything around you as well. Or does it kind of like block it out? Because I know with the AirPods Pro, not the TV, but, you know, you could do noise canceling or regular, so you're a little plugged up because you have something in the ear, and transparency mode actually amplifies the sounds around you a little bit, so you can hear better. So, for example, which I like that, if I'm using it like for GPS and I'm walking around, I can hear everything around me while the phone is still talking to me and stuff.
That is for full hearing people. But when you're talking hearing aids, because I know Wayne's got his hearing aids connected to his computer, and if I want to talk to him, I have to go in and actually tap him on the shoulder, get his attention. He mutes the computer so he can hear me. So people with hearing loss don't have that option because they need to hear what they're listening to. So what I would suggest is if you needed to get her attention, tap her on the shoulder, and that way she knows you're trying to talk to her and she can mute the TV or whatever she's listening to.
Yeah, that's the same thing I do when my wife's talking to me, but I can turn the volume down with my iPhone, with the volume control, and I can still hear what's being said. So a lot of times I can have music going in the background and do my things, but still hear what people are saying. But it's a tightrope rock, that's for sure.
I get so concentrated upon what I'm listening to that when my wife calls me from the doorway, I jump. I can't seem to beat that.
Well, you shouldn't be listening to that if it makes you jump, Jeff.
What my wife does a lot of times is we don't have carpets in our house. So a lot of times when she walks into a room, if I can't hear her or if I'm listening to Molly Hatchet really too loud, she'll step on the floor a little bit and then I'll feel that vibration.
Yeah, if I'm listening attentively to TV in my hearing aids and my wife speaks to me, I don't understand what she's saying. I have to turn the TV off or remove my hearing aid so I can hear her. That is a problem.
My wife moves so quietly and she wears soft shoes and the floors are hard. I can't hear her coming.
Hank, did you say you could have unlimited devices, I guess Bluetooth devices connected to your phone? I know I had six devices connected, not running at one time, but they were there in my Bluetooth list. And I tried to add a seventh one and it wouldn't add it for some reason.
It may not be supported by Bluetooth, so that might be the issue, but I don't think there's a limit to how many you can pair.
I think that depends on what version of Bluetooth you have. I think there are multiple varieties of Bluetooth, and there may be some limitations on some of them.
Yeah, there might be limitations, compatibility. I wouldn't say unlimited because I've never tested it. I never tried pairing 25 things to it. But I believe I was up to 7 or 8 at one point. And then I finally went in and got rid of some because those speakers aren't around anymore. Because I don't take them off. Like I said, I go visit my daughter. She has her Bose speaker. I connect to that. And when I go to Texas, I connect to theirs. Have all of mine here as well. So, I wouldn't say unlimited, but I'm sure it's got to be quite a bit.
Later versions of Bluetooth have an immense number of new features that have been added to it. So I wouldn't be surprised. You have to look them up individually, the 5.2, 5.3, 5.4, etc. Anyway, it's dinner time. Thanks, everybody. It's been great.
Yes, it is at the top of the hour, and I want to thank everybody for participating and coming in this afternoon. It was absolutely amazing. You guys rock. Thank you so much for coming in. The next iPhone users group will be on the 17th, so I hope to see you there, and we will be ready to share. All right. Thanks, everybody, again. And everybody have a great afternoon.